This is the I Can Do It Hour with your host, Diane Ray.
Hello, everybody. Thanks for tuning in and joining me and my guest today. We're going to have an amazing show, so I hope you get a chance to join in the conversation. 866-254-1579 is the toll-free number in the U.S. or Canada, and also outside the U.S., you can dial your country code, then 760-918-4300 to join me on the show today. And I'm anxious to talk to my guest. She's a new Balboa Press author. Her name's Karen Noe, and she's written an amazing new book. It's called Through the Eyes of Another, A Medium's Guide to Creating Heaven on Earth by Encountering Your Life Review Now. So if you're interested in the afterlife, life after death, how a medium works, you're definitely going to want to join us for the show today. And Karen is a very established psychic medium. She also has her own radio show as well. So I'm sure that we'll be able to have a really interesting conversation. So I want to bring Karen on. Karen, how are you? Thanks for joining me.
Great. Hi, Diane. How are you?
Very good. And I'm excited to talk about your book today.
Thank you. Very excited as well.
So first of all, just to give our listeners a little bit of a background, I know you're a practicing medium, so this is what you do for a living, correct?
Yes, I do. I have a practice in Ramsey, New Jersey. I have a center, actually. It's called the Angel Quest Center. Angel Quest. And I teach classes, I give readings and such like that. I haven't always been able to connect with the other side. It really started about 10 years ago. I was going through a rough time in my life, and I asked God, I actually yelled at God. I sat at the edge of my bed, and I asked him for a sign if I'd be okay. And as I said that, I saw a light coming towards me from the other side of the room, and my first instinct was to say, please stop. If you're not of God, please leave. But the more I said that, the more it came towards me. And the most incredible peace came over me after that, and right after that, I started feeling the angels. It's a long story, but to make a long story short, I started feeling the angels and getting messages from the other side. And that's when I started doing mediumship.
So that's really interesting to me because some of the other people that I've spoken to that have these gifts, so this wasn't something that you grew up with, that you were able to communicate with angels or people on the other side. This was something that came to you as an adult. Is that right?
For the most part, yes. When I was younger, I was able to feel the other side. I would have dreams about the other side. You know, my deceased relatives would come to me in dreams. My father, now this has nothing to do with mediumship. It's psychic, I guess, psychic development, but he used to take me to the racetrack when I was little. Yeah.
Comes in handy.
Oh, my gosh, and stuff like that, but not to the extent that I'm doing it now. So I really, it increased tremendously after that incident.
That's interesting. So it's something that you were able to work with and develop over time. Because I know a lot of people are interested in developing that ability. And personally, I think that we all have a psychic ability to some degree. You know, it's just maybe the intensity of that, you know, in some people is more than others.
That's very important. As a matter of fact, yes, we all have that ability. All we need to do, especially when connecting with those who've crossed over. I know we want to hear from them, and we don't really need to go to a medium. We just need to look for signs. They're all around us. You know, they love to give us signs. For example, they're able to use their energy to come inside of a bird, a ladybug, a butterfly, to let us know that they're around us. But you would not have to look up in the sky and say, is that my mom? No. They would come to you like a bird would land on you, something like this. You know, it's very important. The more you ask for signs, the more they'll give it to you.
Right. So the more you're open to receiving this kind of information, you have to be aware of it, I guess, and not just so I know people are dismissive or skeptical and they don't want to think that this is possible. But you're saying that it most certainly is. And you work with this every day.
And the more you're aware of it, as you're saying, the more our loved ones will give us signs.
Now, I want to take some calls. People have been very patient. A lot of people want to talk to you today. So let's go to Grace, first of all, to start off today on line 10. And she's calling from San Francisco. And Grace, thanks for your patience. You're on with Karen Noe today.
Hi.
Hi, Grace.
Oh, how are you?
Can you hear me?
I sure can. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Anytime I get to talk to somebody on the radio, I'm surprised every time I get through. I don't know why.
Well, I'm glad you did.
Anyway, thank you. The reason I'm calling is because I'd like to ask you about my grandmother, and I have actually all of my grandparents have passed over. Mm-hmm. I've known I met, well, one I lived with. Two of them I've met, but I never lived with. And then one I never met because he died before I was born. And then my mother also passed over.
Okay.
When I've been to psychics, they've told me that one of my grandmothers, and I'm assuming it's the one I used to live with, she shows up. But my mother and the other people never show up. And it, my mother is somebody I used to live with. So I'm wondering,
There's why
some people show up and some people, why some don't.
That's a good question.
That's a very good question. What happens is we can't make them come on demand. I mean, we could try. A lot of times in my office, I can't conjure somebody up. They actually do things on the other side after we leave this body. You actually learn. You work with people. You help people from the other side. For the most part, they hang around within families. But the reason why maybe one is coming through also, I find the more recent that they cross, the more anxious they are to come through, to let you know they're okay. If someone has been gone a longer amount of time, they actually acclimate to the other side. They're more peaceful. They're not as anxious to let you know they're okay, although they still can come through. But it's not as easy. And that's probably what happened. How long has your mom been gone?
Since 06, and my grandmother passed away in 05.
Okay, so she was actually first your grandma. Well, it could be that your mom is doing things on the other side, or also maybe your grandma is louder. Was she louder? It's all those different things. You know, if we're loud, we're still loud when we cross over, and they're easier to hear on the other side, things like that.
Very good. Thanks so much, Grace. And let's go to Jay. He's calling from Michigan on line 8. And Jay, thanks so much for being patient, and you're on with Karen today.
Hi, Jay.
Oh, thank you so much for taking my call. Hi, Karen. How are you?
I'm very good. How about you?
I'm doing well, doing well.
Good, good.
I have been getting what are clearly visits from family members, father, grandmother, cousin, aunt, and their presence is very clear, and they're obviously on the other side. And I'm just wondering, what is it I can do to more clearly understand why they're here? Sometimes it's their presence. Sometimes there's a bird that is very much the spirit of my father. And I know there's a message there for me. I'm just not able to let go enough to get to the message. Any suggestions?
Yes, yes. There's two things. First of all, they may be coming to you just to say hi, and they're okay. But if you're feeling that there is a message, what you do need to do, the most important thing we have to do in order to connect with the other side is learn how to meditate. Because when we quiet ourselves, then they're able to talk to us. Messages come as thoughts, believe it or not. And that's why it's actually easier for a medium to give messages to someone they never met before. Because when I give messages, it's usually names and details and pictures of things that I have never heard before, you know. So I know it's not my frame of mind. But what happens is they speak to us telepathically, okay? So what you need to do when you're getting these signs, try to empty your thoughts and see if another thought comes into your consciousness. Like if something just pops into your head. I know it sounds crazy, but that's what happens. It just pops into your head. It won't necessarily be an audible voice because they're spirit. It'll come as a thought. So what you need to do is learn how to quiet your thoughts and let them come through that way.
About the book, I mean, what do you really hope people will take away from this? What is really your wish for the people to read it?
Yes. The most important thing in this world is to work towards unconditional love with every person that we meet. Try to see each person's point of view. Sometimes it's very hard. Believe me, I'm not saying it's easy, and to treat yourself with respect, too, because I do talk about writing letters to yourself, and that's important, too.
Yes,
you know,
very much.
Important.
Well, I really enjoyed the book, and I hope people get a chance to pick it up, available through Balboa Press. Through the eyes of another.com is the way to get in touch with Karen, or lucelucina.com. And Karen Noe, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you very much. Angel blessings.